From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. President Obama embarks on the final day of his historic three-day visit to Cuba by addressing the Cuban people on state-run television. He is expected to speak about the two nations' complicated past, the course to normalization, and a vision for the future. Monday, he and his Cuban counterpart Raul Castro held talks, which the U.S. leader later described as frank and candid. They also met with the press, Mr. Obama acknowledging the two sides remain at odds over democracy and human rights.
I've said consistently, after more than five very difficult decades, the relationship between our governments will not be transformed overnight. We continue, as President Castro indicated, to have some very serious differences, including on democracy and human rights.
When questioned about political prisoners, Mr. Castro reacted angrily. He demanded to be shown a list of such detainees. Cuba's position is it holds no such prisoners. Mr. Castro also welcomed the easing of trade and travel restrictions, but called for an end to the U.S. trade embargo. The International Criminal Court found former Congolese Vice President Jean-Pierre Bemba guilty on five counts of war crimes and crimes against humanity. A three-judge panel at The Hague ruled unanimously Bemba was criminally responsible for acts of murder, rape, and pillage carried out by his militia in the Central African Republic, 2002 and 2003. Judge Sylvia Steiner said the evidence clearly showed his fighters targeted civilians.
The chamber concluded that the civilian population was the primary, as opposed to incidental, target of the attack.
She said Bemba had effective control of his movement for the liberation of Congo and knew his forces were about to commit atrocities. Bemba pleaded not guilty to the charges. This is VOA News. The U.S. Defense Department Monday acknowledged the presence of a U.S. Marine fire base in northern Iraq, providing force protection for coalition forces, including U.S. advisors fighting the Islamic State. They're at a base near Makmur. The revelation came following news that an IS attack on the base over the weekend killed a Marine and wounded others. Colonel Steve Warren is a Pentagon spokesman.
I'd like to start off on a somber note by offering our condolences to the family, friends, fellow Marines of Staff Sergeant Lewis F. Cardin of Temecula, California, who was tragically killed on March 19th.
Firebase Bell, the first independent U.S. base of its kind in Iraq since the return of U.S. military personnel in 2014. Both Republican and Democratic U.S. presidential candidates Monday addressed the largest pro-Israel advocacy group, IPAC, in Washington. Republican New York businessman Donald Trump praised Israel as the only democracy in the Middle East and slammed the Iran nuclear agreement.
I have been in business a long time. I know deal-making. And let me tell you, this deal is catastrophic for America, for Israel, and for the whole of the Middle East.
Trump said as president he would veto any U.N. measure that would impose its will on Israel and vowed to move the U.S. Embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Earlier, Democratic presidential hopeful Hillary Clinton said America cannot be neutral.
When it comes to Israel's security or survival, we can't be neutral. When rockets rain down on residential neighborhoods, when civilians are stabbed in the street, when suicide bombers target the innocent.
She promised if elected she would be a staunch advocate for the Jewish state. In Myanmar, formerly known as Burma, the parliament speaker says democracy activist and Nobel laureate Aung San Suu Kyi will join the cabinet formed by her National League for Democracy to serve with incoming President Thin Jaw. She led the NLD to a landslide victory in November elections, but is barred by the Constitution from serving as president. Gunmen launched an attack late Monday on a hotel being used as headquarters for the European Union's military force in Mali's capital, Bamako. Guards killed one of the attackers. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. The attack comes about 4 months after militants from Al-Qaeda in Islamic Maghreb attacked a Bamako hotel, killing 20. Russia has warned it could take unilateral action beginning Tuesday against those who violate the nearly month-old cessation of hostilities in Syria. The move comes amid complaints the U.S. has been slow to work with Moscow on rules for jointly monitoring violations. Police in Zambia have arrested opposition leader Eric Chanda for criticizing President Edgar Lungu for using public funds while on holiday. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.